Now, a firefighter in Australia has died while trying to tackle wildfires, which, as we know, have been raging across the country for months now. He was killed in Victoria as authorities warn the bushfires are continuing to spread, and that is despite forecasts of cooler weather to come this week. One young Irishman, Connor Norse, has travelled from Tralee in Kerry to join firefighters in Australia, and his mum, Catherine White, joins me now on the line. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Catherine, tell us a little bit about Connor. This story caught my eye earlier in the week when I saw that he had gone from Tralee to help fight these bushfires. How did that all come about?
We had a friend that lives on Kangaroo Island. Her name is Carmel. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Connor went over there and she got him involved with the State Emergency Service and the Coast Guards. So he was already trained up back then. And obviously when it all started in Australia, we were keeping in touch with her, finding out how things were, because obviously we'd been there and we knew what it was like, and particularly Connor, because he had lived there for 10, 12 months. And so on the Saturday, he had been texting her and saying, you know, what's the story, what's going on? Is everything okay locally? Because obviously Australia's big, but we were more particularly interested about Kangaroo Island. And then on Sunday, then he got a phone call from the State Emergency Service asking if he would come over.
So what was his reaction when he got that call? So he is a fully trained member of the emergency services because of the time that he had spent there. But to get a call like that, what was his reaction?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is that he was upstairs and I was downstairs on Sunday morning. I think it was 9 o'clock, and he came down the stairs and said, "Mom, I'm off." And I'm like, "You're off where?" He says, "I'm going over." And I went, you know, so I'm talking now the way that I was talking to him. I was spluttering. It was like, what, where, when, how, what happened? And he just said, you know, can't remember his name, and that's very bad of me, but he said he called and he said, "Mom, I'm going." And I said, "When are you going?" And he said, "Wednesday."
So this was just last Sunday, so he just had 3 days then to pack up and to go.
Instant, yeah.
And he didn't think twice about it. He obviously had a connection with the area, the fact that you have friends in Kangaroo Island.
He has a very strong connection with Kangaroo Island. He is very fond of the place and he loved his time there. He loved the training, the crew that he was working with, the experiences that he got, and very, very, very fond of the place. It made sense that he did go. It was just very quick.
So the motions were put in place. Did you put up a fight at all, or were you happy for him to go?
How can you say to somebody that, no, you can't go, because he cares deeply about the place, and all I could do was say yes, and you go with my blessing, and like an Irish mammy is like, please stay safe, and please eat, and please sleep.
So you helped him pack and he got on his way on Wednesday. He had a long, long, long journey. We had been hoping that we might touch base with him this morning, but I think he's so busy straight into work that we haven't managed to. But you've been on to him. He has landed and he's there safely.
He landed Saturday morning. Because it was such short notice, there were limited flights available. So it was a very long trek from Cork to Kangaroo Island. I think it was 3-4 days in total. He was texting last night. What he has said was that the phone towers are down.
Okay.
So when they're not within range, they will not get any messages or phone calls. So I'm assuming that he's out there somewhere and doing what needs to be done. And what I have been told categorically, not to worry, he is safe and he's with the Army and Sea personnel.
What is the situation in Kangaroo Island, both from what you've heard from your friends, and I guess that's an area that you're keeping a keen look at. How bad are things in that particular area, Catherine?
the latest message that I got was that the phone towers are still down. 80 homes have been lost. Everybody is tired. Like, they're tired, they're exhausted, lacking sleep. So it was 80 homes. Obviously, two people died.
In that area,
There are spot fires, and they are still on alert, and they're just doing the best that they can with the resources that they've got.
Yeah, absolutely, and obviously they were crying out for help to reach out to other people who had been qualified with the state emergency services. Clearly, because this has gone on now for so long, obviously the firefighters that have been involved have gotten to the point where they're really tired and they need to recover from some of the work that they're doing. So, you know, they really needed people to come in.
It's the firefighters, it's the sea personnel, it's the state emergency service. The ambulance service as well. It was one of the ladies from the ambulance service that picked up Connor from the airport. And it's everybody. Everybody on the island is involved.
How proud of them are you, Catherine?
That's been the one constant message that I've got. You must be so proud of them. I am incredibly proud of them. But it's mixed. It's mixed emotions. You know, there's sadness, there's hopefulness, there's fear.
Yeah, of course. You'll be nervous. Do you know how long he'll stay there for?
He did say that he's going to stay indefinitely. Because once the emergency is over, there needs to be the recovery. And he has committed himself to staying.
Okay. Well, look, we wish him well. You should be proud. I know you'll be keeping a close eye, and we might get to talk to him at a later date. We didn't manage to touch base with him this morning. But Catherine White, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us this morning. And that was Catherine White, is Connor Norse's mum. He's from Tralee. He's only 21 and he has gone to Kangaroo Island to help fight those bushfires. We might try and talk to Connor again.